more image-wise. I'm not saying even hanging it off.
I think that sort of thing is well accepted now.
Yeah.
In this country, especially. In America, we came in for some stick about that because they're not so ready to accept something like that. But there's so many bands that do use tapes these days. And have done for quite a while now, going back to people like 10cc who always used to use tapes on stage as well. But it's become a very accepted thing, and I don't think many people are bothered by it anymore. Also, it's nice to play with tapes. I find it really nice because you know that your drummer's not going to make a mistake, and you can get a very good punchy sound, you know.
Yeah.
Without any acoustic problems or anything like that.
For us, there's not a lot of alternatives. Because in the studio we use a drum machine, which triggers various things. Like we use different bass drums for different songs.
What is it? What's it called?
We use TR-808, Roland TR-808.
Roland, yeah, yeah.
Which triggers either Simmons drum pads.
You've got the Simmons.
Yeah, but it triggers them. We don't actually pads play are them.
The, yeah, but we don't play it.
Those look like an oven. Those look like an oven, right? Or something.
No, it's not those ones. It's like a small unit.
Yeah.
Which you link up to the TR-808. It triggers.
So one drum machine plays the other one.
Oh, right.
Rather than having the pads to play it,
oh, right.
The drum machine plays it.
Do you use any pads though? Do you use any? So all the drum is purely synthetic then?
Yeah.
Yeah.
To do that live, it would take so long to set everything up. And also, it's so complicated to program every song because the TR-808 can't take a lot of programs. Like you can perhaps program four songs into it, then there's not enough scope to program the whole set into it. And also you'd have to get the right bass drum sound every night. Whereas obviously if you use tapes, you can just record that and you can play it back every night. It's unreliable, very unreliable. Honestly,
what did you start off with? I mean, what synthesizers did you use to start with?
I used a Yamaha CS5. And he had a Moog Prodigy. Vince used to have a Kawai.
And now what is it? Now it's Roland stuff. Is it what string stuff, polyphonic stuff, and a lot?
Well, I use a PPG.